You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I had the lovely opportunity to speak to Lucina Innocence, Tamaki Makaurau's queen in RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4. We had a chat about the show, her experiences on it, and the challenges. Recording the sewing challenge, which episode 4 is pretty much based around, you chose florals instead of sequin. Were you happy with this choice?
No. I think of my two choices, I definitely prefer the sequin fabrics, yeah. But I figured they'll be a bit more difficult to sew with. So
yeah.
I went for the florals, but I was definitely jealous of some of the other options.
No, fair enough. And that actually leads on to my second question. With the other fabrics, which one would you have wished to have got the most?
I would have either wanted leather or the animal print.
And have you had much experience with sewing your own costumes before? Or is this like a relatively new thing for you?
No, I've dabbled here and there. I can make simple things, but definitely not up to the level of people like Mandy.
Yeah, because this challenge in itself sounds really insane, right? So you've given like a whole day to sew like this outfit and compete against other queens. How was your experience with this challenge overall?
Well, I'll never look at pink roses the same.
Fair enough. Were there any concerns heading into this challenge?
You know, it was one that I thought that I would do well enough to be safe in, especially after seeing the season 3 sewing challenge. I think if I had worn what I wore on this episode in season 3, then it may have even been in the top.
I mean, the dress is... Sorry, what were you saying?
Unfortunately, everyone, even the girls who said they didn't know how to sew, suddenly were seamstresses.
No, fair enough. You're given, like, how much time are you allocated to sew this dress?
I believe it was 7 hours.
Just 7 hours?
Yes, so part of a day.
I thought it was so much more. I thought it was like a whole day. Because in the episode, you guys said you were sewing into the night. So I was like, okay, you've gone like just full on. But 7 hours is so short.
Yeah, 7 hours initially, and then the option to stay longer, which I definitely took. Still, you know, not enough time for someone who's not super speedy on the machine.
Yeah, no, understandable. Fair enough. And is there anything you would do differently regarding this dress?
If I were to do it again, I probably would have ditched the pink roses completely and just tried to make something a little more interesting out of the black fabric I had. Yeah, that was my original idea, but I kind of thought I needed to, you know, give a little more or like mix it up a bit, but regretting that choice now.
And in the mini challenge, with to pick your fabric to sew with, you were voted by the queens as the next to go home. What was your reaction to this?
Well, I mean, based on how I had done in the other episodes, it made sense. Because their kind of only knowledge of me and what I do is based on those previous episodes. So, you know, I'm not bitter at them for picking me.
Fair enough. And what was your experience working with these queens like?
It was great. They're all honestly, like, so lovely and supportive. And we all just want to see each other thrive and do well, and there's no like malice or trying to tear people down. So I couldn't have asked for a better group of girls to be on a season with.
And regarding being selected to represent or be a contestant on this season, what was your reaction to this when you originally got like the, oh, you're on?
Oh, I was over the moon. Like, that was my third time auditioning. So finally, but it went very quickly from excitement to, oh my God, now I've actually got to start preparing, and the roller coaster began.
Yeah, because like the whole show is so insane. Just the things you guys have to do, like you have to be funny, you have to be a seamstress, you have to be this and that and that. And I mean, you did it incredibly. As someone also from Tamaki Makaurau, thank you for representing us. It was really awesome, very, very sweet. What was your experience with just the whole show as like a whole, with like the previous challenges as well?
I definitely struggled throughout it. You know, having a rough start and lip syncing on the first episode wasn't something I had planned for. So I kind of, you know, went on a bit of a spiral, and it was hard to kind of pull myself out of that, which I think led to my demise overall. But other than that, it was just like super cool to be a part of it and see how everything works behind the scenes and meet Michelle and Just getting on is such a big achievement in itself.
No, fair enough. And what do you think you've learnt from this season?
I definitely learnt that I am able to not cave under pressure in the way that I once thought, because it's, you know, such a high pressure environment, but especially as I wasn't doing too well, I kind of had moments where I was ready to throw in the towel, but I'm glad that I didn't and that I pushed through.
And what is next for you, Lucina? Lucina. My apologies. I don't know why I said Lucina. I think it's because I've got someone at BFM who's also got a similar name.
I get Lucina, Lucinda, Luciana. It's like, had I known, it would be such a difficult name.
It's really not. I think just because I've had such an early start, my mind's not working properly. But
I understand that.
Yeah. So, yeah, what is next for you?
So I've actually just moved over to Melbourne. So
oh, really?
We're in Auckland, Queen, but I'll definitely be back. So I'm just going to be doing shows here and around Australia, and a little further down the line, I'll be putting some music out. So it's too.
And what sort of music are you going to be putting out? And when down the line can we hear this music?
Well, you'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm impatient.
No, I'm a lover of upbeat, like pop dance music, so something along those lines.
No, fair enough. Well, we're looking forward to your music when it comes out. That was Lucina Innocence from RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4. Thank you once again for the lovely chat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.